You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is Knockouts and Three Counts. And we are here broadcasting live from the illustrious Podcast Detroit Studios here in Royal Oak, Michigan. People, we got a very, very special guest. We're going to go ahead and announce him in just one second, but let's go through our normal spiel. I'm going to go ahead and go first and make any announcements that we have. Of course, our special guest is going to be performing this weekend at BCWA Die Hard at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. Make sure you guys come on out, support some great independent wrestling here in the Michigan area. Like I said, our guest is going to be on there. Our co-host Tony Thunder will be there. Shark Boy is going to be there. And there'll be plenty more surprises there also. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTheSixThree. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. Also, if you're on Facebook, like our page, you're probably watching this right now. Hit that little like, subscribe button right there. And also on Facebook, make sure you check out the Reality Era News Group where we talk wrestling. We're going to be talking a lot about the Superstar Shakeup. We've already had some pretty interesting conversations about that so far, and we're going to continue that. And, I've started something new on the show. I did it this morning. I'm calling it 1105 Live. Kyle, did you watch that, man?
I shared it. I was too busy throwing people's mail. If your shit's broke, I didn't do it.
That word fragile, that actually means something, sir. But yeah.
Look, I don't control what happens to it once it leaves the post office.
But yeah, I started 1105 Live, so on my lunch breaks at work, every Monday through Friday, I'm going to jump on and just, you know, talk of whatever's going on. So today I talked a little bit about the Superstar Shakeup. It gave us a chance to talk a little bit more about, you know, current events. Since, you know, we have guests that come in. We don't get to talk as much about the current stuff. So make sure you check me out at 1105 every morning, Monday through Friday, 1105 Live. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and run through your spiel so we can get to our guests, man.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following the show's page and all our Instagram, Twitter, at KO3CPod. We've been more active on there. Instagram's been picking up. We see you guys. Yeah, man. And just getting ready for BCWA this weekend.
Yes, sir. Speaking of which, you want me to handle this one?
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to handle this one, man. So, joining us live in studio.
Put it on a tee for you.
joining us live in studio. This is probably the fourth guest that we had is either as tall or taller than me. He joined.
Well, fuck you. I'm short anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Watch your language. He joins people like Booker T.
Wait for that.
Congo Kong and former Detroit Piston James Buddha Edwards. Man, that's a nice list right there. This is the man that runs the ring, ladies and gentlemen. Atlas Hightower.
Yes, that's right. The Kickstarter is in the building. What's up, guys?
Man, having a good time, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Feeling good here on the three count and knockouts or knockouts or
knockouts
three counts.
And knockouts and three counts.
Knockout three count.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Man, so, Kyle, you want to ask the first question? You want me to go, man?
What's so up, tell man? Us a little. First of all, you want to go back to tell us how you got started, first of all. We're going to talk about BCWA in a minute, which is why we brought you in this week. But I want to hear, you know, like what got you into wrestling, whether it be influences and, you know, who was it for you?
Well, I probably told this story a bunch of times, but not live on a podcast. But ever since I was like a little kid, like around 7 or 8 or so, started seeing this guy with a bald head and a goatee.
Wow.
And it was like, everybody's talking about this guy. I'm thinking.
You mean this guy?
Gilbert.
I'm thinking it's Goldberg.
You mean that guy?
But yes, it's that guy.
It's that guy.
Yep. Stone Cold Steve Austin. That was the very first guy that I saw on TV. And I thought it was really cool that we had the same name because my middle name is Austin.
Okay.
And I thought that was really cool, and I've been hooked ever since. I was, about 7 or 8 then when I started to watch it, and It wasn't until I went to a house show, I think, of August of 2000, that was when I decided that I wanted to do this at 11 years old.
Wow.
I saw, and what made me decide that was that it was a tag team match, and I forget who was in the tag team match, but I do know that it was Too Cool, and I remember seeing Scotty getting his ass kicked, and I saw Grandmaster just bouncing on the ropes, man, jumping up and down. That was when I decided that I wanted to do this because to me, it seemed like fun, and I love to have fun. But getting into it, there's a lot of hard work. I started training when I was 18 under Briar Wellington, that was in 2008. I was 19 at the time, and I was trying to get on shows here or there, Indiana, Ohio, wherever I can get on. And it wasn't until 2015, it was like a life-changing event where somebody sat me down and told me, "Do you really want to do this?" And I'm thinking that I was doing this the right way the whole time, but,
right.
You know. But thank God I had that, because now I'm here. So, gotten a lot better. I learned a lot. I've done a lot. It's been a long, hard road, but very, very blessed where I am at now. Very, very blessed.
So, just because you told me you're a Stone Cold guy, I got to get your take. What do you think on Kevin Owens using the stunner?
It's whatever, man.
It doesn't bother me at all for the fact that Austin came out himself. And when Kevin Owens did it against, was it AJ?
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, man, I saw your stunner. It was good." And he endorsed him to do it. So if he doesn't mind, I feel like, why is everybody else bitching about it?
Everybody has to be that armchair booker. So
right.
I'm not that guy.
As a matter of fact, Stone Cold actually taught him how to do it on his podcast. He told him, "Hey, you got to make sure you kick him low, get that center of gravity down. So once you grab him,
and got to crook that bitch just right, wham!
Drop on your ass, man, and drop him on the chin."
Wait, so what was it about Stone Cold? Because like Stone Cold, I was a big Steve Austin fan back in his early days, like WCW. I saw a little bit of his like USWA stuff too when he first got started.
Yeah.
So what was it about him? Was it the Stone Cold character? Was it just him, Steve Austin? Or what was it about him that really got you?
It was pretty much the persona. It was just, this guy had a kick-ass, rebellious attitude, and he did what he wanted to do. He said what he wanted, and I kind of wanted to be like that.
Right.
But I don't like to cuss as much as him. So
we'll leave that to Kyle.
Right.
Take care of it.
Here, shut up, bro. You cuss plenty.
I've already had to tell you to watch your language twice today. So,
all right, Dad. I thought this was part of my show too. You know.
But one thing I wanted to definitely talk to you about. I ran into you the day after the last BCWA show down in Ohio.
Yeah.
I just happened to be going down there.
Ohio?
Yeah, in Toledo for Powerbomb.
Powerbomb, yeah, yeah.
Kyle would tell you that I was down there for other reasons, but we're not going
to
discuss that.
You need to just listen to the Queen Aminata episode, and that answers all your questions.
You better listen to the Queen, man. You better listen to her, bro.
Hey, he's trying to listen real close.
I was down there for podcast stuff only.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
But no, I ran into you guys down there and had a conversation. That's how we got this interview.
Right,
but
right.
One thing that I've been doing lately is I've been going to a lot of different independent shows. I've gone to a few shows in Ohio. I've gone to a few shows here in Michigan and almost did, like, I guess you would say, my own loop.
Pretty much.
What is it like traveling from, you know, Detroit to Toledo to Cleveland and back, going to Indiana? What is that like for?
It's fun. It's really, really fun, man. Like, I mean, like, if you have everything lined up, it's cool. But when you don't, that's when it can be really, really bad, though. But other than that, though, it's fun, easy as hell. I mean, you're only going to Ohio, Indiana. I do plan on getting out more. I would love to go to, like, out, like, sorry. Yeah. I would love to go out west towards L.A., to Las Vegas, Arizona. Okay. I would love to do all that. But here, though, it's fun. It's fun. You know what I mean?
Probably sucks during the wintertime.
Yeah, man. Our winters suck. You already know, dude. Like, right. what was that thing called?
The polar vortex?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it was a vortex, all right, man.
That thing was legit. Can I just say that in New York, man, you would think with people being from New York and things like that, like me being from Detroit, it was cool. I was all right.
Yeah.
But my buddies that were all with us are all from the South. And holy
freezing,
God,
huh?
They're like, oh my God, this cold's killing me. I was like, bro, it's really not that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I don't think I can make it. And I'm like, oh my God, stop being such a bitch, bro.
They're used to that tropical, man. They are so used to that tropical stuff.
Dude, it's
palm trees.
You know, it's crazy, but you know, I feel like it. I just going off what you were saying with the cold, man. It's just nuts.
All right, but I did my own little loop. I think I did Toledo, a house show at Toledo, the Extreme Chaos show on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I went to Akron. I saw Queen Amin out of there. And then I went to Cleveland for a Fastlane that Fastlane weekend. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I don't think I could do this every weekend, man.
Dude, man, those guys who are in the big time, they do that like 5 days a week.
Right. And then that made me start thinking about that. It's like, so are you prepared for that next level, man? If you get that NXT call, man, you prepared to go from...
If I get that call, I'm going to go. Like, there's no questions, man. You know?
Okay.
I'm going to have to go. Like, that's what I've been working for my whole life. I had a tryout back in February in Toledo, just before they aired SmackDown. That was the same night that Kofi did the
Gauntlet match?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was that same night. And holy shit. Talk about a guy who is over. Yeah. He's super over. But before that tryout, I had one in June in Chicago, Kalamazoo. No, not Kalamazoo. It was in Chicago, Grand Rapids and Toledo. And he was still up. But the travel is holy crap, man. Holy crap. Like, I don't see how those guys can do it, but you know, those guys are well taken care of and everything. But
But you're ready for it.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for it. I mean, you know, it's the dream, man.
Kyle?
So you mentioned that you've had multiple tryouts. Like, what does that do for you now that you're back here in Michigan? Does it like help you as far as like letting you know, like, okay, I need to work on X, Y, or Z, whatever said thing is? And
absolutely, like, it makes me want to work on. It makes me want to work on how I am as a performer, you know, like things that I do even before I step into the mm-hmm. ring and things that I do after I'm out of the ring. Things like that, you know, I can, you know, get into but I don't want to pull everything out, you know what
no,
I mean?
No worries. I meant just from like a mental mindset thing. Like, was it ever something where like, okay, maybe you didn't get the answer you wanted and did it, you know, fuck with your drive with it, you know?
Oh, well. I mean, no. I mean, they're going to tell you what they want you to hear. It's just that I was just blessed to have the opportunity to, you know, have the tryout, which was really cool. Like, seeing all those names there and all, like, the top guys and the top execs and the producers and everything, and they give you advice and all that stuff. And some of the guys will come up to you and, you know, try and give you tips and everything on how you can make this better, how you can work on this. It was really, really cool. Really, really cool. It's very cool.
So if you get signed to WWE, are you prepared to be known as Atlas or Hightower? Are you prepared to take away one of your names?
The Atlas Experience.
It's all about the business, man. It's the Atlas Experience.
Look, bro, I'm just saying.
That's a lot of heat, dude. That's a lot of heat now.
Wait, did you guys hear kind of, I don't know if this is true, but did you hear like the explanation behind that?
Why?
Why they did that? So, when you know, before they were called the War Raiders, and it's one of those Vince-isms. Like, he doesn't like the word war.
Ah, it makes
so,
sense.
So, like, it's like 3 hours before they were supposed to debut, he's like, we got to come up with a new name for him, man, and got to come up with a new graphic for him. And they came up with the Viking Experience.
They did, probably for advertisers and everything, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, look, dude, I'm glad to see them up there because I'm a big fan of War Machine, but holy God, the names, though.
The Viking experience.
Like, and could you have gone any harder on trying to find, like, Viking names like Ivar and, like,
and
come
Eric.
On, dog.
I'm like, Hanson and Roe was just fine.
I know, right?
Some Pixar names, man.
I know, right? you're talking about Viking names, and they had the name Hanson and Roe. Like, why did
that
you
was
need
good enough.
To, like, why did you need to mess with that?
Man. But you brought up Kofi Kingston, and I don't know, where were you at when that match was going on? Did you watch that match live? Did you watch it later on? Where were you at when?
I was actually with some friends. Saw the whole match live, so saw the whole show live. Whole, what, 8 hours of the damn show?
Yeah.
So what was your reaction to Kofi Kingston?
He finally got his due. He finally got his due. 11 years. Busting your ass, you know, being told yes, being told no, being told you're going to get this, then you don't get it. He finally got his due. Okay. Finally. A great moment in all of sports.
Agreed.
I cried a little bit.
I had no argument.
I didn't really cry until his kid got into the ring.
Yeah, that.
You know
that
what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was that. Like, okay, like.
Dude, I feel like everybody that was in that arena, like, dude, it was nuts. It definitely gave you the bump.
You were there live, right? Mm-hmm. And, well, everybody was behind the man, right?
Exactly, man. Like, literally, it was like that instant, like, butterfly feeling, like, right away. As soon as the three hit, and then especially, like you said, when his kid came in the ring.
Yeah.
It was definitely, like, and like you said, I mean, he's been in there so long, like. Take anything you want out of the story or whatever, but just on a hard work, you know, standpoint. Like, the guy's been there for years. And I was a fan when he was doing the whole thing with Orton all that time ago.
Right. You know, stupid thing.
Exactly. So to, like, see him get there and do that, and, like, I thought the best part of it is the way they did the match, man, because there was a couple times where I'm like, shit, he really might not win this, because I was dead
yeah,
set
man.
It was going to
yeah.
be Kofi. And then there were a couple times I'm sitting there like, son of a bitch. Like, he's.
Dude, that match was old school wrestling right there.
It was awesome.
Man. Like, it was so organic, too, how it all came about, too, man. It was beautiful. Beautiful to see the.
And then the
hype.
Irony of the fact that Daniel Bryan is now the guy that's trying to shit on the guy who's a B-plus player, as he said. Like, that's like. That's like you said, dude. That is why, to me, I love watching NXT, because there's so much more story to it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Old school feel, too, when it comes to NXT. Very, very, like, black and white. You know what I mean?
And I like
old smoky arena.
Oh, yeah. Because, I like the smaller arena. Because, like, we were talking about, you know, we've talked about it evolving things. Like, because it's that small, like, when the ring broke at Progress, dude, like, that room was just. Nuts,
because
it was
an ape shit because of that, man.
Oh yeah, they did.
But another question I wanted to ask you about the Kofi thing, though, is as a wrestler yourself, and you seeing him win the championship, what lessons do you personally take from that?
Well, I don't want to say the cliche ones, but
cliche works.
Just to keep going, man. Just stay at the work, man. Just stay at it. Just keep at it. Like, I run this ring, well. He does that over there, so just stay at it, man. Just don't quit. Never ever give up hope, man, because you never know what can happen the next day. You never can know what can happen the next day.
Definitely. Okay.
So, like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, you're going to be on the show, BCWA, with us. We'll be there live doing the live show. You know, tell us a little bit about your match, your thoughts going into it, and your thoughts on the last few BCWA shows we've seen yet.
Well, this Saturday at Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance Die Hard in Wyandotte, Michigan, on April 20th, 2019, the Kickstarter Atlas Hightower will be in a WrestleFest rules match for the BCWA Alliance Championship. Now, whenever there's a title on the line, I have to be involved. Whenever there's a match with a title on the line, I must be involved.
Okay.
Because I want everybody in this WrestleFest match this Saturday on 420 at BCWA's Die Hard that the Kickstarter Atlas Hightower runs this ring. No one else does it better than Atlas Hightower. Because of why? Say it, guys. What are those three words?
Run this ring.
You got that right. All I need is three words. All I need is the chance. All I need is the energy from the people. This Saturday, these guys better watch out because I'm going to blow off all these chumps, man. All these chumps better get out of my way. And I'm aiming for that shark. I'm aiming for that shark.
Devin likes you all the more now.
I'm going to come for that shark. But when I come with that shark, I'm going to be in a shark cage. And I'm going to have a harpoon, and I'm going to be shooting at this shark. That's right. That's what I'm going to be doing because I am going to walk out as the Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance champion when it's all said and done. All these other mofos, they don't want none, man. They don't want none. They can't get none. I don't even think they want a taste of it. You know what? This is a acquired taste, you see?
Get into it.
Yeah, you gotta get
this
in
is only a
close.
Taste. This is only a taste that the Kickstarter Atlas Hightower can take. This is the only taste that, what's the name of this show again?
Knockouts and three counts.
Knockouts and three counts can take. Knockouts and three counts. You guys are hot right now. You guys are lucky to have a Kickstarter running this ring, this podcast, running this studio.
Yes, sir.
Devin, you the man.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. But this Saturday, I want everybody to know that I will walk out as your new Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance champion from the Kickstarter Atlas Hightower.
Bam.
Mic drop.
So can we ask you a little bit more of a specific question about this match?
We can keep going. I don't care.
So how do you feel about Shark Boy being the champion?
Well, I think guys like him should not be that guy. I should be that guy. I mean, I'm young. I'm athletic. I look good. Shark Boy, you know, he was on TV. I saw him, back in TV in 2006? It's 2019.
Shots fired.
I mean, hey, I just think it's funny because we all know you hate Shark Boy.
Wait, I never said that.
You might not have said hate.
I never said that on there.
I got nothing against Shark Boy by any means, but I just don't like seeing guys who are old enough to be my dad as a champion. You know, I just don't like seeing that. Like, I don't like seeing these promoters book these old guys who are just there to
he's coming
get a,
for him.
Who are just there to get a payday, you know what I mean? Like, how about you get some of these independent guys to get some of these young guys like me over? How about that?
Get bodied.
How about that? I'm trying to get over. I'm trying to make my scene, man. I'm trying to make my own world here. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So I get it. Yeah, so if these promoters are hearing this out there, I don't care if you like this or not. Stop booking these old guys, Buff Bagwell, Shark Boy. No, nobody wants to see that. They want to see.
Yeah, Devin, I'll have to tell you off air about the story I heard about Buff Bagwell.
Oh, Lord. What's this story about Buff? I love stories.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah, we got to tell that one.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Your discretion is advised.
Definitely. Most definitely. Well, but you went to the locker room, should we get his take on our long-going list?
Wait, one second. Let me ask him this, though.
All right.
So, we're going to go ahead and say you're going to win the BCWA Alliance Championship this Saturday.
Putting it in the air.
So, once you're the champion, you have a little bit of clout. You got a little bit of, you know, pull around BCWA. What changes would you like to see, or what changes would you like to make in the Alliance Championship division once you walk away with that championship?
What would I like to see?
Other than, you know, stop booking the old guys.
What would I like to see? I don't know. I don't know if it's something that I would like to see, but there is something I would like to do. I would like to defend that title any place that I would like to. Mm. Yeah. Nobody's doing that.
Sort of like a hardcore championship type thing, almost. Maybe not 24/7.
I think he's saying traveling from show to show with him.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's funny. Chase said the same thing. He wants to defend that title everywhere. So, hey, Mike.
Try and make it mean something, dude. Hey, Mike Blackwell, I hope you hear this, dude. I hope you are hearing this right now.
Man.
I want this title, and I want to go everywhere with it. Not just your show, everywhere. Clash, Pro Wrestling All-Stars, Metro Pro, MPWA, everywhere. Blue Water, Bay City.
Hey, man.
Everywhere.
Powerbomb?
Powerbomb. War. WBW everywhere. King.
He's going.
I would love to defend that title. I want to make the title mean something. I want Atlas Hightower to make the title mean something. That's why I'm in this business. A lot of us are in, and truth be told, a lot of us are in this because we want to make this business better too.
I can respect that.
Not just to get ourselves over. We want to make the business better.
Well, let's go off of that. Like, what do you see that needs to be improved in the wrestling business right now?
And what's your thoughts on the wrestling, you know, the wrestling landscape as a whole with all these new companies popping up?
Let's start out with one. Let's start out with yours. What can we do? Well, give guys a chance. Give guys who've been busted their ass every show, every week, every day, every month, guys who bust their ass, and give them a chance. Don't have them work with other green guys. They're not going to learn anything. You don't learn anything working with somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Iron sharpens iron.
Got that right. See, like, we need, like, bigger names to come in to help out these guys, you know, like, to sharpen up the swords a little bit. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
That's what we need. Now, improving on the landscape as a whole, weed out all the marks who just want to get into this business. That's first and foremost. Weed out all the marks. Because marks, like, you guys spend money, you guys come to the shows, stay on that side. Don't worry about this side. That's my personal opinion, and that's all I got to say about that.
The thoughts of you, Atlas Hightower. Those Atlas Hightower, and I said those are not going to pick us in Podcast Detroit.
And this time it wasn't even Tony.
Man, real quick, man. That's well, I know I'm taking up all the questions. I'll let you go in a second.
Go ahead.
Your thoughts about Tony Thunder?
I like him. He's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dope. Mm-hmm. I always thought Tony was dope. Always thought Tony was a great guy. Why?
Yeah, he's one of the co-hosts on the show. He's not calling in today. I see. Well, he might pop up at any time. You never know.
Tony's cool. Tony's cool.
Okay.
Tony's dope. I mean, like, I don't got nothing bad to say about him. Like, Tony's my boy. No. What the hell has he said about me? Oh, he said something about me, huh?
No, I think he was half joking.
He
was half joking.
Let's hear this.
No, we announced that you were going to be on the show this week. He was like, no one cleared this with me. I'm winning that Alliance Championship. You got him, my opponent, coming on the show, man. You didn't clear that with me. So, but other than that, apparently he's going after the Alliance Championship as well. So,
watch out, Tony. That's all I got to say, man. Watch out.
Okay. Kyle, I'm going to step back.
That pretty much sums it up. So pretty much sums up, you hit about everything I was about to hit on other than the etiquette.
Well, you want to ask the
yeah. Okay, so here. So everybody that we bring on the show, you know, we have asked everybody from Booker T to Bischoff and everybody in between. So we have this segment called Locker Room Etiquette. Okay. What's one thing for you that's either a pet peeve of something that either pisses you off or something that you think – needs to be changed? We've had everything from keep your baby mama out of the locker room.
Yep.
Wash your balls.
Yep.
Wash your gear.
Yep.
Shake hands.
Yep.
Keep all your drama out of the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Give your seat up to the veterans.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes. That's a must.
Don't touch anybody's stuff.
Yep.
So those are some of the things we've had on the list. Any locker room rules that you want to add on there?
Shut the fuck up and listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing that I learned. Shut the fuck up and listen.
That pretty much sums that up. I mean, that applies for about any sport. So
right,
that,
yeah.
That
shut
pretty
the
much,
fuck up and listen.
I mean, that pretty much talks for itself. And here, since we've already went on the one, we'll go on the other one. You already mentioned about, you know, guys that are just trying to get in the business just because. We also have another segment called
Let's do this.
Fan Etiquette, and we started this after we went to a couple of local indies and saw some people that, let's just say,
they're going to be brutal, man.
They're the ones that make everybody look bad for being wrestling fans.
Yeah, like, I totally agree with you.
Like, whether it be the ones.
Please shower. That's one.
That's the worst one.
Groom. Be well groomed.
Yeah. You know, like.
Dirt under your fingernails. Learn to spell your signs.
Like, don't touch the wrestlers.
Don't touch the wrestlers. If anybody ever touches me, I swear to God, I swear, I have no problem rocking your jaw. No problem.
I think we might have just hit on his pet peeve, dog. Don't touch him.
That's one of them.
But, yeah. Well, I'm just going to let you go, man. Wrestling fan etiquette.
Wrestling fan etiquette. Well, don't be rude. Don't be disrespectful. It helps to be well-groomed. It helps to have clean hands. it helps to have cologne and antiperspirant. let's see. It also helps. It also helps us being a respectful, decent, hygienic person.
Like,
but see, that's. This seems like a life rule, though.
You would think that.
You would think so.
You would think that, but too often do I see where it's just not that way. Oh, or, like, the fact too, that people forget that these dudes are, like, I mean, even though they're wrestlers and all that stuff, they're fucking human. Like, dude, I know if it were me and I'm walking down the street and you insist on, like hovering in my personal shit for too long, eventually.
If I see a grease spot on your shirt, don't hug me, bro. Please don't hug me, man. If I see a grease spot, please don't touch me.
Man, well, I think we've, like, shit on the fans enough.
I know, right?
I love the fans. It's just that, like, you know, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and, like, you know, I've seen good fans, and I've seen fans that are just the shits, dude. Like, right. Disrespectful. They just want to call you names, just do whatever. It used to be, in the beginning, I would like, get mad, and I would always react to it, but now it's just like I don't even care anymore because their life, like their lives probably are miserable as fuck. So and, let them have that.
And like Kyle said, it was just one of those things. We were at a show, and it's just like, man, I don't know if I could like deal with that every weekend. You know, just people, you know, not well groomed and just, you know, being rude. I mean, yeah, you're a wrestler.
This is all coming from people who. At the core of it are fans of wrestling.
Right.
But like, but I mean, like, come on, bro.
Like, these are the people that make us look bad. Like, when, you know, people, wrestlers don't
like
want to deal
Adam
with
Cole
the fans.
Guy
like,
from Ring of Honor.
People, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I felt like we need to have some rules for ourselves, too, just like you guys have rules in the locker room. So that's why we came up with that list. But
we got rules for ourselves, too, when it comes to fans, too. Like, you know, okay. we don't want to seem disrespectful or mean or – We just don't want to do that, you know?
Right, right.
Like, we like to interact with our fans. It's just that some fans, from time to time, you might get that
don't
one.
Don't know the boundary.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's all of them. It's just those, that vocal minority that just make it bad for everybody, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, one thing that we kind of ask a lot of the guests that come in before the BCWA shows, how did you get in? Well, when did you start with BCWA? How did you get into it? And what has your experience been like there at BCWA?
Well, I remember I was at a flea market in Detroit, and I saw this flyer, mm-hmm. And it was BCWA, and I looked at it, and I asked them, where is this show at? And they showed me the ring, and I stepped into the ring, and the first two people that I saw were Judas Coltrane and Big Man Hutch. And
our last guest on the show,
mm-hmm.
Big Man Hutch.
And I asked him if I could step into the ring. I was 18.
Wow.
30 now. I stepped into the ring. You know, I try to run the ropes. Shitty as hell. But I asked them, is there anybody here who I can talk to that I can to see if I can join? And they said, talk to that man right there. And that man was Mike Blackwell, and been with him since then. And they're the ones who got me my they're the ones who started me to train, and I'm here.
So now, since you've been back, like, you know, I mean, they've been doing pretty good numbers at Copeland Center for a while. They had a good show at the Yak. Like,
yeah.
Since you've been around for quite a while with them, you know, like, tell me what it's like for you seeing the new landscape of BCWA, because it looks like to us, from what we see in the crowds keep growing. So let us know what it looks like for you guys from the other side.
Look, it's totally refreshed, man. Like, it looks – I mean, like, we've had crowds before, though, but I feel like now, since that we're back, it's – fresh again, you know what I mean? And it's fresh, it's hot, everybody's all exciting. It's just that we just got to see what they have in store for us for the rest of the year. So I know that I'm going to be a part of it, so.
Fuck y'all, I'm good.
Man, so And one of the things that I've kind of noticed with doing these shows is that a lot of people got their start with Blackwell and Hudge and BCWA. Man, what is it about this company that, you know, cultivates this good talent, well, back then and what they're doing now? What is it like with them? What is it about that group of people and their training that is getting people into the wrestling business?
I honestly don't know. I feel like by chance, I want to say, because there were a good handful of guys and girls from Blue Collar who got their start there. One is Allison Kay.
Of course.
You know, she's
future guest of the show.
Mm-hmm. She's been in Impact. She's been all over the world and everything.
May Young Classic.
Shine Champ.
Yeah. Guys like Justin Main, Maserati Rick. Who else we got there? I can't even name them off the top of my head. I see them so much. But guys like them, man, like those guys are really, really great, really, really talented. But I feel like – but with that group, though, I feel like that was a group that a lot of guys and that a lot of guys here didn't want necessarily. You know what I mean? Like they didn't,
the outcast, the cast off.
Pretty much, yeah.
Land of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. And, I mean – Some of us were, some of us didn't think like that. Some of us really wanted to get it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some of us wanted to really learn this, and a handful of us did, and now we're selling out shows now, so.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely came a long way. So, hey, make sure you guys get your tickets for Die Hard this Saturday at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan. Get your tickets now because
it gets pretty packed in there.
Man, they're selling out.
Standing room.
Yeah, if you don't get them now, you're going to be standing. But come on out anyway. It's a very, very good time, man.
Action-packed show.
Definitely. Kyle?
So, I mean, now that we've talked about BCWA, we talked about this a little bit before we went on the air. I'd love to hear your thoughts since we've got a little bit of time left on what we saw so far with the Superstar Shake-Up. You know, and how much of the current stuff do you watch now?
I really don't watch that stuff anymore besides like the big shows, you know, okay. Like Survivor Series, Mania. Other right. than that, I don't really follow anything. Or unless if there's like a big match, like NXT is always good with their takeover shows. I watch those. But the Superstar Shakeup, that just happened just last night.
They
right?
just started it last
and
night.
And it's going on right now. Too.
Like thus far, we've had AJ went to Raw. You had the War Raiders come up as the
Viking experience.
Yeah. let's see. Who else did we have show up? Who else came on
Usos.
Raw? Usos
Naomi.
Came over
Usos
there.
Usos are on Raw, really?
Naomi yeah. came with them.
I like those guys. Damn,
yeah, they
won.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
Raw made out pretty well, but I think Samoa Joe is over there too now. And Rey Mysterio came through to Raw last night too. So and Andrade. So they Raw got hooked up. Yep.
Andrade is like my dude, man. Like I love to watch him. Like holy crap, he's dope, man. Super dope,
dude. And with Zelina Vega with him, like
she makes him even better, dude.
Dude, she hit. I agree. She 100%. Hit. Who did he face last night? It was him and shit. I forgot who he wrestled, but Zelina Vega hit the most dope ass. Her and Kenrana.
Oh,
off
dude,
the fucking...
man. She is so sick with that, man. She is so sick
dude,
with that.
She does it so nasty because you know her cousin's Amazing Red, so yep. It's no yeah. it's no big oh, yeah. surprise. I met her at WrestleMania, and she's super down to earth, too.
Yeah.
So.
Does she smell good? She looks like she smells good.
She looks like she smells good.
Wow, man.
She looks like she smells good.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't even have anything
for that one. Way to go, jackass.
She looks like she smells good.
So way to not make us sound like the fans we were just talking about.
Hey, look, I didn't say anything. Look, man, look, I'm a grown man. I can't help it. all right, let's move on.
Oh, shit.
So next question I have is, we talked about WWE, but really haven't talked about some of the other companies, your Ring of Honors, your AEWs is getting ready to have their first official show at the end of May, Impact. We talked about, you know, you going to WWE, getting that NXT call. any interest in working for a Ring of Honor, working for Impact or AEW, Evolve. If that opportunity pops up, Evolve, any of these
you
other
know,
companies.
Juntai and, you know, GQ went been over there lately.
Yeah. Lotus.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Lotus.
Yes, sir.
Notice the Lotus.
For sure.
But, yeah, how would you feel if you got the call from?
Let's go for it then, man. Let's, you know, let's do it. But personally, though, WWE, because I'm a wrestler, but I'm also an entertainer. But I feel like I'm more of an entertainer than anything.
Okay.
WWE, you wrestle, but really, you got to entertain.
They're a TV company. I like the TV. Or Vince McMahon. ROH. We make movies, damn it.
ROH, you wrestle. Evolve, you wrestle. But Evolve is a feeder company for WWE.
Right.
But that goes hand in hand. But it's all about your preference, man. But me, it would probably go down to NXT just because I feel like they'll allow me to grow more as a performer.
Right.
You know? So ROH will just show you how to work. You know right. what I mean?
So you feel like you got that part down, Pat? Or
I can always improve all around, right. but I feel like that is where I want to aim for is entertainment. It is entertainment because I want to do more than just in-ring stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I got some projects that are lined up now. You guys might be seeing some stuff on my YouTube page once I get that up and going. So. Okay. Be on the lookout for that.
Anything you can talk about, or is it kind of keep it?
I can say three things: downtown, Detroit, Atlas Hightower. That's all I'm going to say.
That's three.
No. It's cool.
Man, so the way, or. The way it sounds is like you kind of want to get more into maybe acting or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Not a thing wrong
nothing
with
at all.
It.
I want to be like The Rock, man. I want to do everything, dude.
And you know what? That's one thing that I've kind of noticed about WWE, especially in the last, say, 5 years, is that if all you can do is wrestle, you're only really going to go so far. But... A lot of people, like a Brock Lesnar, you know, he was on top when he was there, but when he left and he became more popular outside of WWE and came back, he was even bigger. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you can bring eyeballs from another audience into the WWE, you have a better chance of making it high up in the company.
Well, because it makes you more than one-dimensional. Yep. You know, it doesn't make you just a wrestler. Like, if you can go out and make your worth somewhere else, I mean – that just only increases your worth when you come back. It's like I was listening to Edge and Christian's show earlier, like at work, you know, when they were talking about the whole Brock thing. People can complain as much as they want about him having the title. But whether you admit it, every time that guy's on TV,
something's going to happen.
It's on SportsCenter. It's on whatever media outlet you want. So whether people like it or not, I mean.
Dave Bautista, Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler. She's one of those people. People that were successful outside of.
Just look at all the more. Look at how much more WWE's been on ESPN in the last year since they've had Rousey there.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Within the last 2 years or so. They've been on there so much more.
ESPN, Sports Illustrated. Like, you didn't see wrestling there even 3 years ago.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, if that's not enough proof.
I'm just a fan, but I'm glad to hear that you actually do want to, you know, do more outside of actually wrestling and you want to bring more to it. That's, I mean, WWE, go ahead, give them the call.
Where you at? I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that 213 number.
I will, we'll let you know. Well, Kyle, you go ahead and tell
that's
me.
That's right. Is but, that the, is I think that the call? Is that?
That sounds familiar.
213?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Okay, yeah. Because I know.
No, 213 is New York.
213 is New York. Oh, yeah. It's, yes.
So 213 is New York. What's the Connecticut? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Either way, you'll know.
But Kyle, tell Mr. Hightower about our history with WWE and guests.
So we've literally had this happen to us about 4 times now. So one of our past guests and a friend of mine, Tara LaRosa, fought Shayna Baszler twice and beat Shayna Baszler. So
oh, no shit.
I had I asked Tara to, you know, call Shayna for us. Like, she was there, and she's like, you should have her on the show. I said, well, go ahead. Send her over. And she called her right then and there, but she couldn't do it because she had just got signed by WWE. Matt Riddle, we had him the week before at his last Evolve show, and then he went. You know,
man.
Like, we talked to Mandrews and all them at Progress, but they couldn't. Because,
and your boy is dating Simone Biles.
Oh, God. So I went to school with Stacey Urban Jr., who just got signed by NXT. He was on American Ninja Warrior, all that good stuff. And I kind of knew before he got signed that he was down there because NXT had put something out. And I messaged him on Facebook. I'm like, bro, you're at the Performance Center, ain't you? He goes, bro, nobody knows I'm down here.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you know, it. I was like, dude, you know, it would totally be dope to have you come on. And as soon as he got signed, that it's done, just like that, you know. And like, I went when we were at WrestleMania Access, man. Like, it's, you know, people want to say kayfabe is dead and all that stuff, which in a lot of ways it is, but dude, it's still, you've got to like really poke and pick your way to get through, you know, all the different layers. Like, because even talking to the media guys down there, like trying to figure out how to get media credentials, like, you don't just walk in there.
No, you don't.
It does not work.
No.
It does not work that way. Because if I had a dollar for every person since we started doing this show, well, why don't you get, you know, blah, 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 blah. Do you think it's if it was that simple?
Yeah.
Then, like, do you think, do you think if it was that simple for me to just call up AJ or call Sean or whoever you want to name? Yeah, hey, man, can you do the show next week? Yeah.
But hopefully you'll be the next one.
And he'll remember us when he gets to WWE.
Most definitely. Most definitely. What was the name of this podcast again?
Damn, right. We got fried on our own.
So my feelings are hurt right now. I don't know how to keep
up. He said, fuck your feelings.
But yeah, hopefully you and Queen Aminata are next to get signed. But
Wakanda forever, man.
I'm gonna leave it alone. All right, so we got 5 minutes left, Mr. Hightower. I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, talk to your fans out there, like, let people know, you know, who Atlas Hightower is. Anything you want to let them know about yourself? Any parting words for the?
Any parting words for my fans out there?
Yes, sir.
And why they need to come to the show?
Well, any parting words? Let me think about this. My name is Atlas Hightower, and I want you. And her, and him, and everybody you know to come this Saturday on April 20th in Wyandotte, Michigan at BCWA's Die Hard, where I will be in the WrestleFest Battle Royal for the Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Atlas, and you know what he does best, runs this ring. Everybody knows. Everyone should know. That Atlas Hightower will walk out as your new Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance champion. No one will stop him at fulfilling his goal, and that is becoming the Blue Collar Wrestling Alliance champion. Shark Boy, I got that harpoon for you. Everybody else, look out. I got big boots and shoulder tackles for everybody. I might even throw in a drop kick or two. So, for all my fans out there, I hope I see you this Saturday in Wyandotte at Die Hard. That's all I got. Devin, you have anything to say?
Hey.
No, I'm not done yet. I'm going to keep going here. No, I'm just kidding. But it's the Kickstarter Atlas Hightower. Run this ring, ladies and gentlemen.
I want you to go ahead and throw your social media out there and let people know where they can find you.
If you guys want to follow me on Facebook, it is at Atlas Hightower. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that is at Atlas_Hightower. Follow me on Instagram, yeah. At Atlas Hightower. Follow me. Send me a like. Send me a DM. I don't care. I'll follow you back. Run this ring.
He will follow you back because he follows me too.
Run this ring.
Hashtag run this ring.
Run this ring.
Kyle, any last words, man?
No, I think he pretty much summed it up, man. Make sure you're there. BCWA, Die Hard this Saturday. We'll be there. You need to be there, too. And make sure you're following the show, watching for Devin's 1105 Live and everything else we're doing. If you're going to be at Evolve coming up here, we'll be there, too. Ooh La La Lucha. We're going to be out all
Ooh
over.
Ooh la la.
Exactly.
That's a fun show,
you know?
Man.
Yeah. You know, past guests of the show, Sam Adonis and Movado, are going to have some shit for each other.
And
so,
Queen Amidala. She's going to be on that show,
I mean, hey. And last year, Devin, you missed out, dude, because it got Buck in there.
For real. Ooh la la is freaking awesome.
They did, though. They went hard, bro. Like when Movado was getting the work from Sam Adonis, man, I thought them people were about to riot. Like, I really did. If you're going to be out and about at any of those shows, be on the lookout. Knockouts and Three Counts will be in the building. And be on the lookout next week. We got Kenny Mitchell Cross going to be fighting for Lights Out. This guy is like a white boy McGregor, kind of. So it'll be interesting.
McGregor's not white.
Yeah, but he's Irish. It's different.
Wait, it doesn't mean he's like original white then?
Yeah.
But he's like from the motherland.
Tune into the show next week. You'll see what I'm talking about. And, make sure you're following us at KO3CPod. Fuck your couch.
All righty. And, BCWA this weekend, man. They got a great card lined up. Zane Silver, past guest of the show, is going to be going up against Nolan Edwards. I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
That'll be good.
Definitely. The Rascals are going to be coming sometime soon.
That's going to be dope. We've talked about them before this.
I wrestled Trey Miguel and
dude,
really good.
Dude's the truth, man.
Dude
that
is freaking fast.
That group is nuts.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what Studio 86 has. Real quick, Atlas, let me ask you about that.
I don't know nothing about Studio 86.
What do you think about Big Daddy Getty's big-ass glasses?
He stole those, man. He stole those from somebody.
I didn't say that.
He stole those.
I like my nipples where they are. I mean, he almost took Tony's nipple off.
What, like, was it about like a chop or something?
Yes, and I would like to keep mine, okay?
Oh my God. I was watching.
Dog,
I watched that Robbie Keto video. Were you there when he chopped Robbie Keto?
Nuh-uh.
Oh my God! It sounded like a gunshot went off in there, man.
Oh Jesus!
I was watching that video a couple of days ago, man. I don't know why. I just had to go watch it again.
Wow!
But also, we got past guest of the show, Mr. Orlando Christopher, going up against Chris.
That's
going
to be a dope
Justin
ass
Maine for
match.
The championship.
Oh yeah, that'll be sick.
Yeah, Justin Maine is cleared. His arm is good to go, so he will be.
He's finally cleared. So he's not hurt anymore. He can wrestle.
Yes, he can.
Having a hairline fracture on a digit.
Wow, shots fired. He's coming for all the golden BCWA, though. He's coming out swinging.
And we got Studio 86 against H3RD. Looking forward to that one. Match I'm definitely looking forward to. Past
guest
of the show, Mr. Mysterious Movado going
the
up
alien.
Against the Frogun.
D-Rate 3000.
Yes, sir. Definitely. I just saw him at the Powerbomb show, too. That was my first time. My second time seeing him live. I'm definitely looking forward to that match.
The Frogun.
So, real quick, your thoughts about the championship match coming up?
Who you got?
Orlando Christopher versus Justin Maine. Any thoughts?
Oh, man. Dude. Justin Maine, he's good, but Orlando's great. So,
wow.
My money's on Orlando with this one.
Okay.
New
if
champion.
He doesn't get it, oh, well, man, maybe next
a
time.
New
but
champion
man,
predicted.
I really do want Hybrid to get it.
Bam. All right. Well, make sure you guys are there this Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about man.
420, baby.
Well, we'll leave that one alone. This is supposed to be a family episode. Watch your mouth, Kyle. Oh, real quick. You know, I just realized why they called it Die Hard. Easter, man. I'm like, why are they calling it Die Hard? Then I realized how they spelled it. Okay, Die Hard. Yeah, Easter, blah, blah, blah. But BCWA this Saturday.
You thought it was Yippee-ki-yay, mother?
At first, yeah. I'm like, I thought this was a family show.
I mean,
I thought it was too, man. But I thought that at first, too.
I kept looking at them like, oh, yeah, Easter, die eggs. Okay, yeah. But this Saturday, BCWA. Copeland Center, get your tickets now, people. Get them now. And make sure you follow me on Twitter, Devin63. That's DevinThA63. Follow me on Instagram at All Steak No Sizzle. That is one word. Make sure you join the Reality Era News Group on Facebook. We're going to talk about the Superstar Shakeup. 11:05 live, Monday through Friday. Check me out on our page right here. Just click that subscribe button. I think you can see me. I'm pointing to it. Hit the subscribe button there. And, I'll be on just talking for a few minutes about
what. And make
going
sure
on.
You're checking us out on Apple Podcasts, man. Leave your reviews, let people know, share that shit, and subscribe.
All right. Anything else? Any last words? You good?
Thanks a lot for having me here. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Mr. Atlas Hightower, man. Appreciate it. This is definitely a pleasure.
It was fun.
So, until next time.
Fuck your couch.
Run this ring.
Peace.